some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to a fresh new episode of Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and tonight we've got a great show, including our featured super guest star, Miss Rebecca Fisk. She is going to be taking your calls live. She's a psychic intuitive. Clarity with compassion is her tagline, and she'll be on with us in just a couple of moments to take your call. So get your fingers dialing now. 323-657-1493 is the hotline. If I've already spoken to you, you are pre-screened. If you've called in but have not yet pressed 1 on your keypad, I won't talk to you unless you do, because I just assumed you want to listen by dialing in versus your computer. Both great ways to attend the show. Here's a real quick recap of where we've been for the week. Also, some new programming notes that are, well, new for the show. Sunday, we did a special rated LGBT radio special report with the demise of SiriusXM's OutQ. I enlisted the help of the last caller ever on SiriusXM's OutQ, Mr. Paul En Masse. We had an hour-long conversation, took calls, including from Romaine Patterson of the Derek and Romaine Show, and we talked about the alternatives available for people who are looking for programming on the LGBT community now that Sirius has, you know, trashed that station. So tune in to Sunday's episode if you want to hear that. Monday we had comic John Cooperman. We had a fun hour with him. Tonight, of course, is Rebecca. Tomorrow on Rated LGBT Radio, my co-host is Rob Watson, and we've got two exciting guests. I've got Mr. Chris Ando. His book, Delusions of Grandeur, tells exciting, catty, witty, funny stories about, you know, Chris says it's more than just St. Louis. It's really about his life in St. Louis. He can tell you differently, but just because you read a few chapters out of the entire book that aren't St. Louis related, it's hysterical. You must read it. And we've also got Mr. Ryan Kaplan, filmmaker with the new movie that's coming out called Rainbow. I've seen the trailer. It is quite funny. And then on the Friday night dance party at the usual start time of 7 p.m. we have Miss Jasmine Crow. I can't wait to have her on the line. I stumbled across her on a competing music chart that we are both currently on, and I reached out to her and I said, I need to have you on the show because I love your music and I can't wait to play it. And she said, okay. So that's the story of how we're going to get Jasmine on the show on Friday. I think she's actually living in Hawaii, so it'll be interesting to see if she's going to be throwing any Hawaiian lingo at us, but that will be on Friday's show at 7 o'clock. I'll also be doing a special Saturday episode of Rated G Radio. We're going to be calling this, because, you know, we're all politically correct during the course of the week. So on Saturday with Paul En Masse, because if you know anything about Paul calling into the other shows that he used to call into, he can tend to be a little adult. And so we're going to be doing a very inappropriate show Saturday morning at 8 o'clock called Super Gay Radio. And we're going to talk about all things gay. So if you want to, and it will be adult-themed show. So if you've got, you know, ears that burn easily, don't tune in. But for everybody else, tune in and listen to Paul talk about a variety of topics that will sure to get your weekend started off in a wild, crazy manner. Now, without further ado, I want to welcome our VIP guest superstar. That's Miss Rebecca. I haven't been able to learn how to speak yet. Rebecca Fisk, you're coming back for the February edition. Thanks for being here, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me. I'm always happy and excited to be with you here. So awesome.
I love how awesome you sound now.
Well, thank you. I have new technology thanks to Garrett. And and my voice sounds a little funny tonight. So if you're thinking, oh, she sounds funny, it's my voice. Apparently, whatever's going on here, a little bit of allergies and a little bit of the voice thing. I guess I have my sexy voice on tonight. So
you do. It's very sultry.
Anyway, and Garrett, don't worry about flubbing my name. Trust me, I've done it a million times.
I flub up my name all the time. It's a miracle that I remember who I am half the time. So there we go. But yeah. Do you want to do any type of special meditation or prayer or anything like that before we get started tonight?
You know, I just want to talk for a few minutes, which, as you know, I'm very good at that. I'm not actually going to focus specifically on taking breaths, but I would love to invite everyone who's listening to just get very comfortable. You know, sit in a very relaxed position. of us have had a work day and we've just gotten home, or maybe we're still on the commute home. And so if you're on the commute, don't relax too much. But what I want to suggest to everybody is just kind of try to relax, take a few deep breaths, and just really come back into your body. Feel your feet on the floor, and just try to be fully present with where we are right now. Forget about the stuff that's happened earlier. Forget about the stuff that you're worried about tomorrow. We can't do anything about any of that except just be right where we are. And, you know, but I do want to talk a little bit about some of the very chaotic energy that's going on. And I know I've talked about different things with energy the last, several months anyway. But I just want to let all of you know about some of the interesting things that have been going on, if not in my own life, then with people who are very close to me. So that you understand that if there's some weird things going on with your pets or with you, or things are feeling really strange or out of sorts, you are not alone. This is happening to a lot of people. So first of all, I'm going to start with the pets. So Garrett, I don't know if any of your five lovely kids that I adore have been acting out of sorts the last couple of days. Have you had any unusual behavior with them?
Well, I still just have Jenny, you know, and she's going through her recovery thing. So, you know, I think she's getting a little better, but it's, you know, energy is weird here.
Okay. So I had a very interesting day yesterday. I have a friend who's got an old pug, and he's just amazing and wonderful. I love this little dog. And I regularly go over and take him out to let him go to the bathroom and maybe take him for a walk if he's feeling up to it. Fairly elderly. He's got arthritis really badly, so sometimes he feels like walking and sometimes he doesn't. And but he's always been very well behaved for me. We've never had any problems, never any issues, very loving. Never had any accidents whatsoever with him under my care. And so I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday during the day. She said, "I can't believe it. My dog just went into the room and peed on the bed." So she's up in arms about her dog going to the bathroom on her bed. Mm. And, you know, like not even 2 hours later, here comes the dog that I'm with very regularly, never had a problem. And he walks into the middle of the living room, stands in the middle of the floor on the rug, and goes pee. I was like,
so
what was that?
Is he feeling okay, or is it a protest of some kind? Or?
I don't think so. Well, it's interesting because I've spoken to some other clients and some other people, and it's not us. It's so many of them have said their dogs are, especially the dogs, restless, agitated, can't settle down, going to the bathroom and when they don't normally do that. I mean, it's really interesting. So it's like they're agitated, and which I think is very interesting. But there's obviously an energy that is going on that's affecting more than just us feeling stressed. The animals are feeling it as well. And, you know, for me, I feel a little bit more of a calm, peaceful energy this evening. And I know, Garrett, you're pretty close to where I am now. Yay, I'm back in Southern California. So we've had some rain today. We got some rain this afternoon. It's been really hot. It's been almost summer temperatures hot here in Southern California. And so we got some rain. We're getting a reprieve. We even had some fog earlier in the week. So we've had, you know, a little bit of fall, a little bit of summer, and a little bit of winter within a week. And it seems to be kind of mirroring even what's happening with people emotionally and people with their stress levels. So all of that being said, I just want to remind everyone, if you have anything that you do, whether it's a yoga practice or meditation practice, maybe it's that you go for a walk, or maybe you run, or you bike, or you do something where you relax and you kind of go into a zone that takes you away from your anxiety and your worries and your stress. I just want to encourage all of you to take some time every day to find that peaceful place within yourself, whatever that is. For some people, they can look at a picture and it takes them right back to something that makes them feel good. For other people, I suggest, you know, whatever your favorite vacation spot has been, remember a moment when you felt completely peaceful and happy and connected and grounded, and close your eyes for a moment and bring the senses into that. Remember the moment, picture it in your mind, then bring in, what did it sound like? What did it smell like? What did it feel like? You know, for me, it's being on the beach, and I can feel what the sand feels like under my body. I can feel what the wind feels like on my skin. I can hear the din of all of the people and the noises where you can't really make out what they're saying, but you just hear all of the sounds of voices. You can, you know, hear the seagulls. You can hear the tide. I can smell what the salty air smells like. So, and I can feel what the sun feels like on my skin. So I can take myself back to that moment instantly. And if I'm feeling stressed, I can go to that place and it makes me go, oh yeah, that's awesome. It just takes my whole body to this level of feeling alive and grounded and centered and relaxed. And so we are all needing that. We're all needing, if you can't do that, just relax, find that peaceful spot. But, you know, whenever you think of it, go to that place, because if you can practice that and get to where you can bring that in a moment, you'll start reducing your stress levels. Okay. So anyway, that's my little spiel today. And, you know, enjoy yourself, do something fun and loving and nice for yourself every day.
There we go. That's great advice.
Oh, thanks. I try.
Yeah.
And I try to take my own advice too.
You know, sometimes, you know, that is interesting though, because sometimes the best advice givers, you know, they're great armchair psychologists. And I always say I'm great at giving advice. I'm terrible for, you know, following my own. But anyway, we could talk about that. It'd be a completely different show. Are we ready to take some callers tonight?
I am ready. I'm absolutely ready.
Okay, we've got a ton of people lined up. If I haven't talked to you yet, hang on the line. We're going to get to as many of you as we can tonight. I think as long as the call volumes stay where they're at, we should get to everybody. So hang tight. Our first caller tonight is Chip. Chip, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much for taking my call. It's been a while, and I'm glad to finally reconnect with everyone.
Oh, just, well, thank you.
You know, your stories are always so funny and so relatable, Rebecca. It's, you know, my dog just within minutes ago went and peed on my husband's bed. And so I can relate to that.
Yeah, God bless you guys. And I'm so sorry because I just obviously went through cleaning up the mess. And anyway, yeah.
But, you know, just to update you, I did go to Chicago in December. And was there for a month, and my mom did pass away on December 13th, and
okay.
It was one of the most horrific experiences I have ever seen, because she suffered unnecessarily due to the hands of one of my siblings, who was her medical BOA.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons that I called tonight. My dad is still in Chicago area. In his home, he's 85 with Alzheimer's and other chronic illnesses. And this sibling of mine, who's the power of attorney, is mentally unstable and is a narcissistic master manipulator.
Okay.
And has manipulated the whole system and is now emotionally and mentally abusing my dad. And I'm heading down that way at the end of the month, wanting to have her removed off of his, you know, have him taken from her authority.
Okay.
And, you know, if possible, bring him back to where I'm at. If not, you know, able to put a sibling that I trust in his care.
So, okay. Chip, can we get you to get to the question for Rebecca, please?
And so am I going to be successful with that? And will my dad be okay?
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm so sorry for the loss of my mom. And
Thank you.
Also dealing with all of this. I literally have pain in my chest because I can feel your sadness and really your heartbreak about all of this. The difficulty is that your sibling isn't going to let go of the power that she has been entrusted with. And at the end of the day, what's going to have to happen is you're going to have to come to a place situation regardless of the outcome. And, you know, what I want to remind you about it, and this is my belief system, but I'm going to share it with you because maybe it'll give you some comfort. And that is, I believe that every soul makes an agreement with God before we take our body. And so at a very deep level, your mother made a soul agreement with your sister and your father made a soul agreement with your sister, just like your sister made agreements with them, that they all made these agreements with God that they would participate in this situation in this way. And so in your role in this, first of all, you obviously bring love and light to everyone around you. I mean, that's just who you are. You are a loving and gentle soul and always wish the best for people. Without getting into too much detail, but with your sibling, you can try to orchestrate things so that they will be better. You know, as far as the abuse, you know, what comes up is there somebody there who can document the abuse that's occurring without you having to have your hand in that? Because that will have a lot more merit than you coming in and saying something. So that's the first thing. The other thing is you have to let go of attachment to the outcome. Mm-hmm. So try to have things move. I don't see you moving your father. I see the possibility of somebody else taking care of him. But I don't see a move for him. And what I'm hearing is that those who are entrusted with his care, and I'm talking about the actual caregivers, the doctors, nurses, right, will say that moving him now is not good because of where he is in the progression of the disease.
Okay.
So, excuse me, it's about you reconciling yourself to do what you can do, see if you can get things improved for the quality of his care, and see if you can get her removed from power of attorney, but then let it go and find a way to make peace with it within yourself. And also, you know, I talk a lot about letter writing. Write letters to her that you do not send. This is for you to let yourself get angry and get upset about this whole thing. Write letters to her saying anything and everything you want to say. You can cuss, say anything that you want, anything that you've wanted to verbalize. That's what these letters are for. You verbalize it in the letter, and then when you're just like, the energy out, take the letter. If you have a fireplace, burn it. If you don't have a fireplace, get out, tear up and throw away. Don't keep it in the house. When you tear it up or you burn it, the intention is that the energy is changed into light and love for the highest good of all. Okay? But you have to start allowing yourself to feel the emotions around all this. And also give yourself permission to grieve, because I feel like there's a part of you that hasn't even had time. You haven't had time to at all. And so it's almost like you've jumped from one situation that's full of grief into another situation that has grief, and it's almost building on itself.
Yes.
So you've got to give yourself some time and permission to grieve and also to get angry so that you can detach. When we have our emotions evolved in situations, that's when we're unable to disengage. And for you, it's really important for you to set your intentions, release the emotions that aren't serving you but that are calling you to action. That's where anger is really a great emotion, because it moves us to action when other emotions will not. So thank the anger. Get it out of your system. Set the intention. And then put your action into play, and then see what happens, and then detach. Okay? Because the reality is, you know, send your dad lots of love. His soul will receive it. And really, you know, my impression with your mom is you were clear with her. She knew you loved her. There was no doubt. Yeah. And what happened at the end, she hasn't held on to any of that.
Yes. Well, we made peace before she left.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I forgave her and told her to go, you know, to the light. And she asked me to make sure my dad didn't go through this with my sibling. And I feel like almost like I've failed if I don't forgive him, you know.
Right. And again, I think that you're going to do what you can. You're already starting to do what you can. And let the rest of it go. There's only so much under your control. But you're doing everything. You are already doing everything. So thank you so much for the call, Chip. God bless
you.
I'll be sending lots of prayers to you. And nice to hear from you. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, there we go. Thanks, Chip, for the call. And we're going to get our next call tonight from Jill. And Jill is calling for a general reading. Jill, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Jill.
I hope this isn't too vague. I'm really in kind of a pretty peaceful, not anxious space, but I look ahead to the year and I just don't see anything. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying it's just a blank slate.
Okay.
I'm wondering if energetically you can pick up anything, direction.
Well, okay, so the first thing that I want to say is I want you to give yourself permission to do what you would like to do, because my impression about you is that you're a very good taskmaster, but you prefer somebody else to give you the list of the tasks to do. And it doesn't mean you're not self-motivated, because you are, but it's almost like if you just get to do what you want to do, there's somehow a feeling that you think that that's frivolous, and it's not. You get to do whatever you want, and I feel like the universe is going, okay, Jill, let us know what you'd like. We're waiting to take your order. So it's you know, I use this analogy a lot, but you go into the restaurant and the server can't bring you any food until you tell her what you want.
So that's good.
So choose what you'd like to do. I definitely see some travel for you. I'm hearing June around this travel. And I actually get that this may be a work-related thing. You may be going and either doing some writing or documenting something that may be work-related, and it may be slightly different than anything you've been doing. But I feel like this is something that you would really enjoy. And, you know, let's see here. Yeah, I mean, really, it feels like you get to do whatever you want now. So decide, you know, what is it that you wanted to be when you grow up? Because it's like you get to do this. It's time for you to have some fun. You're very, very good at being in service to everyone else. But it's almost like, you know, it reminds me of my mom. And my mom was a very, very loving, giving person. And she always made sure that all of us kids and my dad were taken care of, that, you know, if it was our birthday, we got the food that we liked. And if we needed clothes, we got clothes. And she was the last person to buy clothes for herself or do anything nice for herself, because she was always putting everybody else first. And I feel like that's who you are. And so
yeah, my grown son was just visiting this weekend, and he says, you know, you don't always have to be the caretaker for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know that you love being the caretaker, and it's wonderful and generous, and it just shows how kind your heart is. You're just a very kind person. But you also get to be kind and generous to yourself. And I feel like there's a part of you that almost feels like that's selfish. Like if you have extra money, they shouldn't spend it on a trip for yourself. But really, it's free. I'm not going to say you should, because I don't like that word, but I would love to see you take yourself on a trip and go do something fun. It's about having some fun now. Really enjoy yourself and look at what you want to be doing now. It's when we go and we refresh ourselves, we rejuvenate our own souls. We have much more to give to others. And this is the time in your life when you get to do that. Because the other thing is, I get the impression that whatever you've been doing for work and all of this stuff is coming to an end, and you're going to do something different. And it's going to be what you want to do, the thing that feeds you and gives you joy. And it's time for that. So if you haven't already given up what your career has been, I'm hearing 2 to 3, and I feel like you're going to be doing something completely different, and it's going to be something that brings you joy.
Okay, so, 2 to 3, what does that mean?
So it could be 2 to 3 years. It could be the months of February or March. It's it could be 2 to 3 years, 2 to 3 months. But somehow the numbers 2 to 3 are significant for you. So you know, it's almost like energetically you're sitting and waiting for, okay, what am I supposed to do next? And the universe is saying, well, we're waiting for you to tell us.
Yeah.
so let the adventure begin. What do you want to do? Where have you wanted to travel? This is a perfect time for you to do your bucket list.
Okay.
Write your bucket list and then start putting things into action for you. It's like this is the beginning of the rest of your life. And the next couple few decades are going to be fun. Lots and lots and lots of fun, and filled with joy for you.
That sounds pretty good.
Well, okay. It's time. You've paid your dues. Anyway, thanks so much for the call, Jill.
Thanks, Jill.
So
have
much.
A great night.
Okay. Good evening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jill.
Okay,
we're getting to our next caller here, and that's Kimberly. And Kimberly's asking about career. Kimberly, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Really quickly, I applied to do two different positions, and both times, you know, I was interviewed and I didn't get the job, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what to do next.
Okay. So I guess my question is, are these, there's something about both of them that are not quite in alignment with what you really want to be doing. I get the impression that you're looking at something that's kind of sort of a fit, but it's not exactly what you want to be doing, but you feel like it's better than just sitting around and waiting for something else. You know, how long has it been since you wrote a really clear, detailed list about what you want to be doing?
Maybe 6 months.
Okay, write a new list. Do the whole process where you do the stream of consciousness writing.
Okay.
And then go back and put everything into a positive statement. Because, you know, my impression is, again, it's like you're, well, that looks like I might be able to do that, and it would be okay. That's the feeling I have about these jobs that you've looked at versus this is what I want to do, and I'm looking for the right fit for this, and okay, there it is. So go ahead and get your list together. You know, do you know that whole process? You do the stream of consciousness writing, and then go back and don't edit it at all while you're doing this writing. And then go back after you're done, 20 minutes or so, and turn everything that is in a negative statement to a positive statement. So in other words, if you say, I don't want to work with negative people, you change that to, I work with supportive, cooperative team players in a positive, uplifting environment. Okay. So everything's positive. And after you've turned everything into a positive statement, go back and look at the list, and it should feel like, wow, I can't wait for this to happen. If that is not how it feels, ask yourself what you need to add. And then keep adding. The list can't be too detailed. You can just keep adding details. It's okay. But it should really energize you and feel fabulous, like you can't wait for this. And then put it away and give it about 2 or 3 weeks, and then go back and pull it out again and take a look at it and read it. And again, it should be energizing and uplifting and make you feel amazing and like you can't wait for this. And then start looking and putting it out there for jobs that are in alignment with what you really want to be doing. Okay, tell people, hey, I'm looking for this kind of a job. I'm looking for this kind of a salary if you know anybody. And then start looking online, you know, do the normal channels. But put it out there. And basically what you're doing is you're placing your order with the universe. And when you do that, then the universe says, okay, let me get to work on this for you. Okay, but don't accept something that's less than what you really want. It's got to be somewhat in alignment. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're working in the medical field and you want to stay in the medical field, don't go look for a job as a secretary at a construction company. You know, make sure that it's in alignment with where you're going. Okay. And I'm hearing June. So there is something coming for you. I want to say by June. It could also be there may be a move involved with this, or at least some kind of slight change in location with where you are right now. So there are some things coming for you pretty quickly. I'm also hearing that April is a pivotal month for you as well with all of this. So it could even be something like the opportunity shows up in April. There's some testing involved and or interviewing and everything. And by the time they actually get everything together, it's June. But it's coming. So just get really clear and focused again on what you want. And remember, too, this is for everybody who's looking for a job or who's going on interviews. Remember that they're not just interviewing you. A lot of times we go in there thinking, oh, please, I want to be picked. I want you to pick me. I want you to like me. We forget that we're also interviewing them, that we have to decide, is this the place I want to invest the majority of my waking hours during the week into or not? And so ask them questions. Find out, you know, how does it feel when you're in there? Does it feel like it's a positive environment or does it feel depressing? You are interviewing them as much as they're interviewing you. And so remember that it's a very empowered place to walk into an interview and know that you are interviewing them just as much as they're interviewing you. So you've got a lot of good things coming for you. The other thing that I want to say is, you know, release whatever feelings that you have around lack, because I feel like the last couple of months have been a little difficult for you. So try to let that go. Maybe do a little bit of journaling. Do some things, you know, give yourself a soul treat every day, 30 minutes minimum of something that you love that's just for you. Can be taking a nap or taking a bath or taking a walk or reading a novel or whatever, but something where it's just you for you. You're not doing anything with anybody else. It's just your, you know, it's the me time thing. But start doing that and replenishing your own energy, because I feel like you're a bit depleted right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So So February is a month of love. It also means love yourself. Be your own best Valentine. Okay? Seriously, yes. Buy yourself flowers. Buy yourself chocolate. Do the things that make you feel loved. You know, you are so worth it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kimberly. Have a great
Thanks
night.
For calling.
We appreciate you
calling
in. Keep us updated.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
We're at the halfway point of the show right now, and now is a great time to remind everybody, whether you are calling in or in the chat room, if you'd like to schedule a private reading with Rebecca, she's got a brand new website that's easier to use than ever before, and I encourage you to go check that out. There's links on the show page that all you have to do is click, and it will take you right there. You can also go to Rebecca's Facebook fan page and get up to date with all of those cool things. So please make sure you are checking out Rebecca offline, because she would love to work with you outside of the show that she does once a month. Our next caller is going to be Andy. And Andy, you are now live with Rebecca. And Andy's calling about her career. Go ahead, please. I say that, and I hope I've pressed the right buttons. Rebecca, can you hear me?
There we go. I can hear you.
Andy. There we go.
Hi, Rebecca.
There she is. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you doing?
Good, good. I had a quick question
yes.
about a conference that's coming up next month.
Okay.
And I'm seriously thinking about going ahead and ponying up the cash to go and wondering if it'd be kind of worth my while to do it.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, regardless of whether or not you go to this conference, I want to say that if you can take a little break from your work right now, that would be a good thing. I kind of feel like it's the energy around you there right now feels a little bit stagnant, almost a little bit like there's stuff going on there, and it's a little depressing, too strong a word, but it's kind of like, doesn't feel real good right now. And
yeah,
so anything
yeah.
that you can do where you can take a little break, go ahead and do that. Now, here's the other thing I was going to say. If you can somehow look at how this conference might better your work situation, your current work situation, go to your boss and see if you can get them to pay for it.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I'm
in school and I'm not working.
Oh, you're not working
at
right
the
now.
Moment.
Okay.
So, yeah, if I were presenting, they would probably, you know, go ahead and pony up a little bit of cash. But right now I don't have my research quite where it should be, you know, to present. So I think there are some good potential networking connections to make, though, for a job down the road. So, but yeah, I too was thinking this would be good to shake up the energy.
Yeah, I would go. I mean, and again, it's so, and for those of you listening or saying, oh, well, you know, she missed that, she's not working. The thing is, if you're going to school, guess what, folks? That's your job right now. In fact, I say that to my 10-year-old. That's your job. Your job is to go to school and do your work to the best of your ability and to learn what you can.
Right.
So that is
right.
your job. So the drama that's going on around you, just stay detached from it right now. Next month it'll clear. Okay.
Excellent.
But
yeah,
next March. It'll clear in March, but right now it's like just I know that you're somebody who doesn't get involved in that anyway, but it can be a little bit depressing when other people are creating it and being involved
yes.
in it around you. So just stay detached. You're doing a good job of it, but I know every once in a while you kind of feel bad. There's one person in particular that you kind of feel bad for. So just send some light and detach and keep doing what you're doing. But yeah, you know, my impression is that the conference is, it may not give you returns immediately, but you will definitely have some benefit from this. And I'm getting that within, you know, I'm hearing a two, but I want to say within 18 months to 2 years, you're going to see some direct results from this conference that are going to help propel you in a really good way.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Rebecca. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're
that.
So welcome. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
You bet.
Thanks,
have
Andy.
A
have
time.
A great night.
Lots of blessings.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to take one more call from the, you know, everybody who's called in, and then we're going to switch over to the Blog Talk chat room. I've got a ton of you asking questions. Again, we're going to try to take as many calls and questions as we possibly can, so be patient. And Trish, you are up next with Rebecca, and Trish
hey,
is calling about love. Thanks, Trish. Go ahead.
Hi, Trish. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Rebecca. I'm looking for a little insight. I'm wondering where you see a reconnection with an ex going.
Okay, what's the first name?
Michael.
Michael. Okay, one second here. You know, it's interesting because he's a little gun shy right now. And it's because, you know, there's been, I want to say his most recent relationship, or I don't know if this is this relationship or a fairly recent previous one. So I want to say within the last 5 years, a relationship that he got out of, I want to say this person became almost emotionally abusive with him. So he had to step back, and it was just kind of like, okay, get out of the way and let her do what she's doing, because she's doing it to herself and I have to detach. That's what the place that he got to. And so right now he's very cautious moving into relationships with anybody. And so for you, it's like, this is a breath of fresh air. It feels good. It's familiar. It's comfortable. And he realizes that there's a lot of potential here, but he's very gun shy. So, you know, you have to be patient. That's the main thing, is being patient with him. I feel like he's a good guy. I feel like there's a big hesitation to commit. And so if you're willing to just be patient and allow it to just bloom slowly, I think that there's a lot of promise for this relationship. And again, it's about him stepping up and allowing himself to be fully involved in the relationship. And I know that it's almost like he feels aloof to you sometimes. And that's why. It's not because he doesn't care. It's because he's scared. But he doesn't want to admit that.
Right. So do you see, I'm okay with being patient. I guess the question is, though, I kind of need some sort of sign that this is going to take off. And do you see that happening?
How long have you guys been dating?
We were dating for 7 months, and then we broke it off, and now we're talking about getting back together.
Okay. And how long have you guys been talking? How long has the reconnection been going on?
A couple weeks.
Okay. So give him a few more weeks, because I'm hearing the number 6. So I don't know if that's a total of 6 weeks. I don't know if it's June, but what I would say is just go slow. And instead of saying, well, are we getting back together or not, you can suggest to him, hey, you know what, let's just spend some time together. Let's go out and hang out, and there's no pressure, and I care about you, and I'm here, but, you know, take the pressure off. Let him come to you and see what happens. But so as long as you don't have to know what it is right now, if you can allow him to come back to you in his time, that's going to be better. And again, this is, it's almost like you guys were fine. I feel like this, there's two things involved here. So the relationship stuff from this person who caused him to become gum shy, I feel like this was somebody from his past. And then I feel like when you guys were seeing each other and then stopped seeing each other, I feel like there was a family issue that completely derailed him. But I want to say it's almost like he had to stop everything and go in another direction. And
well, that's really interesting, because the family issue is going on now.
Okay. So this is, I think that part of it is because you give him some sanity. I mean, it's God bless his family, but there's a lot of drama there. And so you're somebody who's stable and consistent, and he needs that and he wants that. But there's still a feeling of, can I commit to this right now? Do I have the energy? And he wants it, but it's hard to describe. I mean, it's, you know, I don't want to say the term that is commonly referred to, but I will describe the action to you, and that is, you know, when somebody's slapping somebody's face both sides and their head's just bouncing back and forth. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, I don't want to use the term on the radio, but that's how he feels. It's like he does not know which end is up. He doesn't know which way to go. And that has nothing to do with you.
Right,
but it's
right.
Making it hard for him to make clear decisions. So you're a little bit of sanity in the midst of the chaos. And he wants that. He just doesn't know if he can give you what you need right now. So if you take the pressure off him and allow him to just show up as he can and give him the space that he needs, it will help really strengthen and deepen the relationship.
Got it. Well, listen, great advice. I will, and I will let you know.
Yes, please do.
Thank you,
Thank
Trish.
You so
have a great night.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
And our next caller is actually coming from the Blog Talk chat room. This is Little Fairy. Welcome back. Nice to see you here again. It says, hi, I'd like to ask Rebecca if she sees me finding a new job soon, please. Been to a couple of interviews in the last few months, but no success so far. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, well, it's really nice to hear from you. Love and blessings. And I always smile when I know that you're in there. So thank you so much. You know, okay, so I want to say that there's a little bit of a limiting belief thing going on here. And I want to tell you, you know, you're worth having what you want. You're worth doing the things that you love to do. And I feel like there are times when you feel that way, you feel your worth, you feel like you're connected to source, you feel like abundance is available to you, and you feel like you're really in the flow and everything's falling into place. And then every once in a while, that little teeny, teeny, tiny bit of doubt creeps in. And then you feel like, okay, well, maybe I should just do this, or maybe I should just do that, because the uncertainty comes in and takes over. And I really, really want to encourage you to go back to that place of feeling worthy and knowing that you get to do what you want, that the universe is limitless, and that all of the abundance that's available is available for you just like it's available for everyone. So if you're feeling like, why me or why not me right now, let it out, acknowledge it. That little girl who lives within us, you know, the child within is our emotional self, and that's the one who gets afraid, and that's the one who feels like we're not enough. And, you know, give her a little time to feel what she's feeling and acknowledge that, but then let it go and have the adult you show up and take care of things. And I know that you do that beautifully. I just feel like you just need like the slightest little nudge back to a place of love. And once you come back into that place of love and knowing that you can have whatever you want, that you get to choose the kind of work you're doing, you get to choose where you're working. When you come back into that empowerment, you're going to see opportunities show up for you, and you're going to see things move in a clear way. And I'm hearing March for this. So, you know, as I was giving advice earlier to Kimberly, you know, write a new list. If you haven't done one in a while, go back and write a new list about what does your perfect day look like? What are you doing? Where are you? What kind of money are you making? What kind of environment is it? Get that list together, get it really, really clear, and get that written, and start telling the universe what kind of an order you want to place, so the universe can start working on bringing it to you. And then all you have to do is show up. So come back to that place of love. You are always so generous and kind and loving to everyone around you. And I feel like you are that way with yourself, but you're always kind of like, if there's a little bit left over at the end of the line, then you'll give it to yourself. And I'd like to see you closer to the front of the line, okay? So please love yourself and take care of yourself and get that list. And remember, you are worth having and doing everything that you love, okay? So thank you so much for the question, Lil Fairy. It's so wonderful to hear from you, and I wish you lots of love.
There we go. Thank you for that. And our next caller is Melvin. Melvin is calling about his job tonight. Melvin, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you all for taking my call. My question is, I recently was terminated from my job for apparently no reason. I'm a very hard, dedicated employee at a group home, at a mental health group home, mm-hmm. and falsely accused about something, but I'm going to seek legal advice about it, but I just want to know when you see me getting another job. I'm a single man, and I'm getting behind on my bills.
Okay. Well, Melvin, it's good to hear from you. Okay. Well, you know, yes, good. I would say get legal advice. I think that it's wise that you're doing that. I'm hearing April for you for another job. So in the meantime, you know, go ahead and start looking. Use whatever contacts you have to see if you can get something else. But I'm hearing April for you. So when you talk to an attorney, you know, as soon as you make that appointment, ask if there are any suggestions or resources for you in the meantime. But I feel like the kind of skills that you have and the work history you have, I feel like you're going to be okay. I don't feel like this is going to be something lasting. I get the impression that there was something, or rather someone who was either recently who came in as a supervisor or has decided that they want to change things around, and that's the reason you were terminated. It wasn't because of your performance or anything that occurred. It's that this person came in and just decided they wanted to do things differently, or they want somebody else in there. So it's, you know, my impression is that there's nothing documented. There's nothing justifiable for them on their end. So just so you know.
Okay. Well, do I receive my, I can be getting my unemployment?
You can fight it if they're saying no, but I would go and file for it. You know, go and do whatever you can do. You know, take advantage of the services that are in place. I know that you're somebody who's dedicated and hardworking, and I know that your desire is to have another job. And again, I'm hearing April for you. So focus on what's possible. Focus on the intention of having employment again as soon as possible. And while you're looking for that employment and while you're talking to the attorney, you know, go ahead and file and see if you can get some benefit. I'm not getting anything one way or the other on that particular point on the unemployment, but I feel like it's, you know, everything's going to be okay for you.
Okay. As long as I can pay my rent, because I just moved in this apartment, and I don't have time to pack again. And I just hope I'll be able to pay my rent, utilities, and until I get back on my feet.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, I'll be saying a lot of prayers for you. And, you know, keep us posted, okay?
Okay, we thank you.
All right, Melvin. Lots of love and blessings.
Thank you, Melvin. Good luck to you. And we're going to go next to Dee. Dee, you are now live with Rebecca, and Dee is calling about love tonight.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Dee. How can I help you tonight?
Yes, I'm calling about love. I'm calling to see would you get insight about me connecting with a true spiritual soulmate.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. Well, I feel like there's somebody that you are already, like, my impression is there's somebody right in front of you. So I don't know if this is somebody you've already met or somebody that you've connected with already and you kind of suspected that might be the person, but it hasn't worked out so far. Does this, and it might be an S name like Scott or Steve. Does this make sense to you? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, not really.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. So my impression is this person is right in front of you, and that the S is in their name somewhere. I don't know if it's their first name or their last name, but I'm getting that's an S name. And I feel like this person is already there. It's as if you already love this person. So it's interesting because the image that I have is like you're playing with his hair. So
okay. It's
like he's right in front of you. Like he's already there. You're already together. So it's already in the present in the universe, if you will. It's not even like, oh, it's waiting. It's like it's already here. So, what I want to say to you is do the things you love to do. So I always talk about how there are three components to what works in a relationship: communication, compatibility, and chemistry. Mm-hmm. So what I always suggest to people will say, well, should I join an online dating service? And I say, you know what? Go do the things you love to do. If you love to sing, join a choir. If you love to cook, go take some cooking classes. If you love to go to the movies, go to the movies. If you love reading, go to a book club. Do the things that you love to do. Because if you meet somebody in the environment of the things that you love to do, hopefully that person is also there because they love that. And so you're already kind of getting that compatibility thing addressed. So
okay. So
go out and do the things that you love to do. Be who you are. Love yourself. And what I mean by that is, you know, do things that are loving for you. There's a woman named Daphne King Rose, and she wrote a book years ago. I don't even remember the name of the book. But one of the things she talked about was, if you want to be in love, start doing the things for yourself that you want a lover to do for you. So if you love flowers and you're wishing for a lover to buy you flowers, go buy yourself flowers. If you want chocolate, if you want to go to that romantic restaurant, but you think you have to have a partner, go and do those things. Because what happens is when you start loving yourself the way you want a partner to love you, you're elevating your frequency. And when you get to a place where you're in love with your life, You're now vibrating in that frequency of being in love, and everybody wants to be in love. So that draws people to you. The more that you're living in that frequency of being in love, the more people are drawn to you and want to be around you because they want to be in love too. So start doing things that you love and that you'd like a lover to do for you. Do them for yourself. Okay? So this person's right in front of you. I hear June. So that's not very far. You know, go start looking up those classes you want to take or whatever it is you like to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a hiking club. But go look those things up and start, you know, putting yourself out there.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve, for your question.
Thanks for the call.
Keep us posted. And our next caller is Felicia. Felicia's calling about money tonight. Felicia, go ahead, please. You're live with Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for taking my call. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. How can I help you, Felicia?
It's basically finances. Do you see everything coming in line? Because I feel great about it, but I'm also trying to wiggle into another position towards my career.
Yeah. Okay. And so I want to say that I feel the fear, and it's almost like you're going to squeak in. I'm hearing March, by the end of March, and that it's almost like everything will line up, but you have to let go.
Okay.
It's one of those things. I always joke around because it's like I can't wait till all the money gets deposited in my account, and I'm so excited, and then it's like I got to pay all the bills, and I don't want to pay all the bills because I like having that in my account. And then it's like, okay, but if I don't pay the bills, I stop the flow of energy. So I have to pay the bills so more money can come in. So
exactly.
It's like that, you know, and I get that you're kind of maybe moving accounts a little bit or something, but I do feel like it's okay to make the changes that need to be made and that by the end of March, things are going to be flowing in the way that you want them to be. But also, I want to say that they'll start flowing. April will be a time for you to kind of get settled with this new flow, and then once you're comfortable with it, then it'll be full steam ahead. So April, May, June, it'll be getting comfortable with this new flow, and then everything's going to be great. So try not to hold your breath. Because when it comes to money, some of us go, oh, and then we hold our breath and we don't realize that we're being tense about it. But just go ahead and do the things you know you need to do. You're already very aware of what needs to happen.
Yep.
And keep moving forward. It's going to be fine. It's going to be totally
good.
Fine.
It's good. My birthday is in April. So.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, happy.
Okay.
Well, yeah, keep us posted. I was going to say, very happy, very early birthday. But I'm like, no, give us a call back. I want to know how you're doing.
Okay, I will.
Thanks,
Thank
Felicia.
You. Thank you
Have
very
a great
much.
Night.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, you Felicia. All the best. Okay.
Our next question comes from the chat room, and it's Gina. And Gina wants to know about her love life in 2016.
Okay. Hi, Gina. Well, you know, a couple of things. So it's, you know, my impression is that the last one didn't end so wonderfully. And so I want to say, you know, give yourself some time. I feel like there might be a little bit of residual anger and sadness, maybe even a little bit of resentment about what happened with that relationship. And you know what? It's okay. But don't let that energy keep you stuck. I feel like if you're willing to acknowledge that, you know, write a letter to him or a couple of letters to him. These are not to send. These are for you to allow yourself to finish expressing whatever residual emotions are there. So you write the letter, you write anything and everything you've wanted to say till you're completely clear, and then you take it, you burn it in the fireplace, or you take it outside and you tear it up. And the intention as you're burning or throwing it or tearing it up, rather, is that the energy is changed into light and love for the highest good of all. What will happen is you release that charge that's there, and you open the space in your heart to allow someone else to come in. It's also very empowering. You're a very strong, empowered person. Okay. And so this energy kind of has you a little bit stuck, and I would love to see you quit. So clear that energy. Cause I feel like if you start doing this now, by March, you'll be open and you'll be feeling much more loving and open and receptive. Okay. The other thing that I get about you is that you're very discerning. Your friends say you're picky, and I say, be picky. You don't want to just take whatever shows up. You want to be very choosy about who you allow into your life. Okay, so I love that you are choosy. So let go of this old energy. Empower yourself. start allowing yourself to go out and be who you are, be choosy. And, you know, I'm hearing by June, by summertime, you'll probably meet somebody, could be as early as March, April. But I feel like you'll be in relationship certainly before July. So do the work and it's going to show up for you. Okay. And keep up the good work. You're a really good friend to your friends. I'd love to see you take some of your own advice and really nurture you. Okay. Anyway, thanks for the question, Gina. I wish you all the best and keep us posted.
Thanks, Gina. And our last caller of the night is Sonia, and Sonia's calling about business. Sonia, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi, Rebecca. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Sonia. How can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I have a question about a rental property that I have for sale.
Okay.
I just recently switched hands. I'm using a better realtor. A better company that actually, it just kind of fell in my lap.
Okay.
I wasn't even looking for anyone, and you know, the home is realistic with them.
Okay.
And,
Okay. So let me just tell you. So the whole thing with the property, there may be a couple of delays. And the delays have to do with things that may be discovered during inspection. So my impression is that you're going to be done with the whole process end of April, maybe beginning of May. But that's getting the buyers in, getting the inspection done, and there may be some things that have to be addressed or some repairs and things that you'll need to do before they can take possession of the property. But I'm hearing April, May for this to be completely finished for you. Okay. And yeah. I do feel like the people that you're working with are they're good. They're, it'll be fine. They'll work to get this thing done. They won't always be as responsive to your phone calls as you would like them to be, but it will definitely help.
Okay. Do you feel like I'll be getting, because I've dropped the price significantly and it's priced at a right price. Do you feel I'll be getting my asking price?
I don't. Pretty close to it, if not that number. It feels like it's in a good place. It really does, energetically. It feels like it's in a good place. But like I said, there may be some repairs or something that you'll need to do before the sale can close. But it'll all
be
done.
Do you think I'll have to spend a lot for repairs? I mean, I do have some money put aside, but that's part I'm scared about. So.
You know, I'm not getting a dollar amount. I'm just getting that you'll need to do some things. But they're not surprises. So it's not like they find all these things that have to be done. It's like, yep, we kind of expected that. Yep, we kind of expected that. So I don't see any surprises. I feel like this is going to go smoothly. It's just it's going to take the time it takes. And like I said, April, May, it'll be done. So it's all moving along. It's just kind of going maybe a little slower than you would like. But it's going to be completed, I feel like it's going to be okay.
Okay, because I possibly have two showings coming up.
Okay, wonderful.
Great. It seems that they're investors. So do you feel, would it be an investor buying the house or would it be like a family?
You know, my initial impression that it was not an investor. My initial impression was that it may be a family. But, you know, you can always change it. So I'm telling you the energy that I get around it right now, but you can always change it. That's the free will thing. So if you get the investors in and they want to give you more, they want to make this easier, you can definitely go that way. It's up to you. But my initial impression is a family or a couple.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is that by the end of April, beginning of May, that's when it's going to be closed?
April, May. Sometime in April or May, it'll close. It'll be all done.
Okay. So the only issue you see is that some repairs, but nothing else, like nothing with the city.
My impression is that the inspector comes and takes a look and says that some things have to be done. So whether that is something being brought to code or if it's just something that has to be repaired, I'm not getting a very specific thing. I'm just getting that there are things that will need to be addressed that are you already kind of know about them. They're not big surprises and or they're not big deals. So, you know, again, it'll be close April, May, and it's all going to be fine. It's going to be totally fine. Okay.
And with that, we want to say thank you to Sonia for being our last caller of the night. Rebecca,
thank you.
We've got about a minute left. Any last words of wisdom that you'd like to share with the listeners?
You know, just remember to get grounded, stay present, always trust your intuition. Always, always, always trust that gut feeling. If you're feeling like, I don't really know what to do right now, please give me a call. I would love to do a private session with you, give you some clarity. I've got a lot of people calling right now. Hey, it's the beginning of the year. I want to know what's going on for 2016. I would love to talk to you and give you some clarity and some insight about what's coming up for you. So thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. I love all of you very much, and I'm so grateful.
There we go. So everybody go to Rebecca's website. The link is on the show page. Click that. You can schedule an appointment and book your time with her. You will love your time. And for everybody who is listening tonight, make sure to follow the show so you can tune in tomorrow night for Rated LGBT Radio with my co-host Rob Watson and our guests Mr. Chris Ando and Mr. Ryan Kaplan talking about their book and movie respectively. Reminder, please don't drive distracted, especially in Southern California here tonight. It is raining cats and dogs. And we want you back tomorrow night, safe and sound. We'll see you live tomorrow. Thanks, Rebecca. You've been listening to Rated G Radio.